Time for community comment. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, this is Meg Walkley, known as Omi to First Five Humboldt families. Research shows the demands of the holiday can add stress to families during these winter months. To help keep stress to a minimum this season, give your family the gift of time. Read together, relax together, play together. Great winter books and family activity ideas can be found at cappcchumboldt.org. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. As a member of the Heritage Foundation, I recently received a booklet from them called President's Essays, and it's a document published by the president of that foundation, but by various celebrities over the years. They have published such a document each year since 1986. The most recent essay comes from Jack Kemp. I want to give you a little bit of background for him, as he was a true hero in the American scene. Jack Kemp was born in Los Angeles on July 13, 1935. He wanted to be a professional football player, but realized he was too small at 5 foot 10 inches and 175 pounds to play for a major college team, so he chose Occidental College, where he set school records as its quarterback. He was drafted by the Detroit Lions in 1957, but was bounced around from team to team until the American Football League was founded in 1960, and he was picked by the Los Angeles Chargers. He started for the Chargers and then moved to the Buffalo Bills, where he led that team to league championships in 1964 and 65, when he was chosen the league's most valuable player. His last year of professional football was in 1969, when he was named an All-Star for the seventh time. I love this quote. When Jack Kemp retired in 1988, President Reagan wrote him and said, "We showed this town that if you start to make government move, let a guy from Hollywood and a football quarterback call the plays." Jack Kemp was a true conservative, and he offered a vision of American ideas rooted in a conservative vision of the founders of this great country, which said that we must return to people their resources so that they will accept their responsibility, and we must return to people power so they will rebuild the institutions of a free society, and we must return to people authority so they will create the moral capital to renew our nation. He believed that we must think in a deeper way, finding ways to reverse the tide of 50 years of impersonal centralization. That meant two things: shifting government control from the federal level to states and localities closer to their problems, and disseminating power beyond government directly to families and churches and community groups, institutions, and spiritual and moral authority that are denied to federal power. Jack Kemp died in May 2009, leaving his devoted wife and 4 children. President Barack Obama recognized Jack's idea by awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, our nation's highest civil award. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that we need more people like Jack Kemp to serve in our Congress instead of those mealy-mouthed big spenders that are there right now? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator, and not necessarily those of KINS Radio, Eureka.